Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Fellas Point of View podcast. We are back. It is another week. Hope you guys had a fabulous week. Hope you stayed inside. Now, you know the routine. You know what we do every week when we start this show. Share the podcast. Share the podcast. Share the podcast. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. And remember, if you follow us on Apple Podcasts, rate us. Give us a five. We love fives. We love fives. It's an amazing thing. And remember, if you comment and shout us out, we will shout you out on the show.
That's right.
We will. We promise.
Thank you to everybody. You guys have been loving the pictures on Instagram. We appreciate that. You guys love Darren. Darren will be back on the show with us again. We're going to get Damone to come back, and we are going to have some other people.
They're coming. They're coming.
Around the mountain when they come.
Yeah, what?
Y'all see the fellas is here. Fernando is here. He's here.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever part of the day you're listening to us, we just appreciate that you're listening.
Oh, he just sound all sexy tonight. He just turning it up. He just turning it up. Turning it up. And y'all know Lamont is here. He's here. He's ready.
That's right. Happy quarantine, everybody. We love Rona. Not, bitch.
Rona is your best
friend. Rona is my not friend. Fuck that.
All of duties. We ain't cool no more.
No. We never was. Not even with a line did I like a Corona. No.
I'm like, no part of this bitch. Like,
F her.
Uh-oh. Everybody want to fight this bitch.
Your bestie. She said, girl, we
got. Everybody said, catch this bitch outside. That's what Rona said. Catch me outside, bitch.
Child, she won't catch
me outside.
You won't cash me, honey. Everybody done got their little raggedy stimulus check. I can't get a piece of a check. Can't get a.
Who? I ain't got shit. I'm still waiting. My mailbox is empty.
Part of my check yet.
Oh, you didn't get your check? I thought you got yours. Oh, sorry, Lamont. I thought it came. Oops.
Nope. Okay. That would be my husband. He received his, but I didn't get mine.
We on this island together then. Fernando,
okay.
Fernando's rich ass ain't getting one.
You know what?
All right. He already wrote it over to the gym anyway for the next 6 months.
Right. Right.
For the show, when they reactivate that bitch, they're going to want some back pay.
Now, that would be a bitch. We really?
That
we raised the rates for the next 6 months. Welcome back, bitch.
I wish them hoes would.
I was like, you know what? I was doing good at home. Bye.
Child, I would be scared to go back to the gym. Let's start there. Let's just
No, to be honest with you, to be truthfully honest with you, you know what? My damn gay ass has been in worse places and put my hands and mouth and feet on and everything else. What I'm more concerned about is the other motherfuckers. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about is me, because I've been, like, I know how to keep my ass clean. I'm worried about these other motherfuckers who never knew hygiene if they went out on a date, marry that bitch, put a ring on her, nothing.
I can't.
You said sweaty balls.
They don't know nothing about hygiene. Who's hygiene? Never met her.
Hygiene, some neighbor.
That's some people in the Bay, that's how they know our hygiene. The bitch they used to know or never knew before.
Well, I guess I watched a little. Wait a minute.
Like, who's she?
Some people are made for each other. Some people can love one another for life.
I mean, dirt bitch.
You better take it back. Wild about us. For real?
Woo, Lord help us.
Some people. Yes, that's some classic right there. Don't you do it.
Okay.
That's what happens when you drink wine, ladies and gentlemen. You think it's some good music.
Let's turn to a late one of them old late night BET commercials.
Yes, baby. When we had real music, these youngsters don't know about no real music. They don't know.
You won't see Nicki Minaj's shit on the infomercial.
You know what I'm talking about? That late night commercial where Freddie Jackson pops on and you can buy a 6 CD collection.
You are my lady.
Yeah. Go right on over to TimeWarner.com and we can get that right on to you. TimeWarner.com.
Do you hear me? Wait a minute, they're not paying us. Why are we mentioning their name on
our show? Right.
Wait, because they ain't paying no more. So, they go bye-bye.
They good and gone.
Because these people learned how to stream music, and then they decided they really didn't like the whole album that they thought they did, so now they only buy one damn song. So we turned into a single world.
Oh, you know what I thought about the other day? What about Columbia House? Remember when you get 12 songs, 12 CDs for
$2.50? Well, I still got Columbia House in that corner right over there.
You know that was the biggest scam job? People were signed up with three different addresses.
Yeah, people were
signed up. Didn't I tell you I did it?
They were signing up with their neighbor's address and waiting for the mail.
The kids. Yep. Everybody.
Yeah.
It wouldn't never fit in the mailbox, and they knew their neighbor was at work, so they would sit there and wait till the mailman come and snatch the box.
Sure will.
Yep.
Woo, baby.
Unless you live in one of them neighborhoods where they had the communal box with all the locks on it.
Well, no, they had that. The child, my friends had the locks, but the box wouldn't fit inside, so the mailman would just sit it on the ground below.
Oh,
and
somebody come right on by and pick up that Columbia box.
Hell yeah, pick up that Columbia box shit. Yeah. I had my Sony CD player that I kept real still so it wouldn't skip. And I would have me a good old day with some glass of lemonade or some iced tea and sometimes a little bit of both. And
there it is. Good
old day with my TLC CD, No Chasing Waterfalls, and I was good with it.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Every 20
racks candy burns. Miss Atlanta housewife herself. What?
Yes, honey. Yes. So this week, y'all, it was a magical week. It was a rough week, but it was also a magical week because on May 13th. We got to celebrate the legend, the living legend himself, the soul singer, Mr. Stevie Wonder. Happy 70th birthday.
Yes.
70.
One of my bosses at KJLH Radio, we thank him.
70.
For the check.
Mr. Wonder, he was born in Saginaw, Michigan in 1950.
Now that would be a TV show I would watch. Just have a panel of legends that would just sit there and read the children.
Child, they would
just what? That's all they would do is just sit down in a chair and they would play all the music videos of all the chicken heads and have them just commentate them.
Horrible, because he sold over 100 million records. Half these people be lucky if they sell 20,000.
1 million.
You was good. I gave him 20,000.
Oh, 20,000? Wow.
I gave him 20,000 because I'm looking at half these folks and I don't even understand what you're saying. This man, every word that he sang in that song, you knew every word. You didn't have to be like, what'd he say? Play it again so I could hear. His diction was amazing.
Yeah. There's very, very, very few artists that are talking about today.
Very.
I think that there's artists out there who understand that and can articulate that in their music, but there's a whole lot of them, garbage music. Like, literally throwaway music. It's good for the moment. It really is just good for the moment.
And y'all can be in my inbox. Y'all can be in my inbox. But y'all know my guilty pleasure is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And I need to tell Akbar, and I need to tell light-skinned Keisha, y'all ain't the queen of nothing. You ain't sold cardboard. How are you the queen of anything? Aretha Franklin was the queen of soul, honey. You do not have a career that has spanned the years to call yourself a queen. You are on a reality show that really people don't even watch. Oops. Yeah. Who? So there's two girls on Love and Hip Hop right now.
No, for real. Who?
The fuck are they? Named Akbar, that I can't find your music nowhere.
Never heard of him. Ever.
And the other one is light skin Keisha.
Don't know her either.
Light skin Keisha. Let me. I didn't look for her music, but I looked for Akbar. But I don't know if I
light skin Keisha. Why you light skin Keisha? That's a shtick. Go with it, girl. Whatever. Hey, get the money while the money's being given out. Not mad at your hustle. Not mad at the grind. You making more bags than me, so I can't knock it. But again,
now light skinned Keisha did make it to. She's on iTunes.
I know who the bitch is.
Oh no, I didn't know who she was.
I knew light skinned Keisha. I kind of like the chick. I ain't mad at her. That's why I said I can't mad. I'm not mad at her. None of that stuff.
Let me correct myself. Did the other
that light skinned Keisha?
I guess Akbar did make it.
Oh. I don't know who Akbar is. Is he like on a featuring or something? Is he like on
that's a woman.
Sorry. Oh, my bad. See, that's how much I know about Akbar. I don't fucking know. That's not even shade. I just don't know. Don't make her irrelevant. It just means I don't know who the fuck that is. And I'm in marketing and advertisement. And you just don't feel, and you just haven't risen to the level of that kind of marketing status because...
Yes.
Again, as the co-host said, bitch, I ain't getting no stimulus. There's a reason.
Akbar is a woman. I apologize. I guess it does sound like a boy's name, though.
Don't give a fuck
Well, they're battling currently on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Which is why I don't give a fuck even more.
They're battling to be the queen. So I found both of them on iTunes. Neither one of you hoes had an album before 2018. So please tell me what you're the queen of.
What do you don't like? It's so nice to throw out some motherfucking titles to own some shit to make you feel better about your small ass life. But there's some people who fucking have to earn that shit. I mean, they have to feel every lyric and disparity to earn that title as that person in the industry. Things that you had to do none of that for, that has afforded you to have the mouth that you have, to have the personality that you have, and to dare to speak the way you speak in this day and age.
Well, no, I take it back. It's not light-skinned Keisha. Everywhere Akbar goes, she want to fight. She want to fight. She want to fight. And I'm like, I just don't understand. Why you think that you could be a queen or something and you ain't never had an album out that nobody knew. You a single.
Because a real queen knew how to fight a bigger, better fight and understood that kind of fighting that you're doing was counterproductive and was not afforded to them. And that's a real queen of the bleed. Go talk to Aretha Franklin, like Aretha Franklin, or your Pat LaBelle's, or your Diana Ross's, or women who had to shake the hand of the man who spat in their face.
Melba Moore, her husband stole all her money from her, got her blackballed in the industry, and she still has a career that is going on to this day. And you are who? You're what?
Who you claim to, baby? Like, that's why when we talk about people like Stevie Wonder, baby, like your today, tomorrow, and next week would never amount to what that man accomplished and just one in time. If
you just go through the man's repertoire,
that's not trying to say that he, like, who's better than nobody to anything, but again, his career was earned from every lyric, every moment in time that he's created for himself. A man who did it without even having to see the world in front of him.
Because can't see. Because all we got just start saying, isn't she lovely? And everybody know who that is.
Baby, you sampled from that.
What you sing, Akbar? What you
Your parents is probably made on that.
And then we went on over. I just called to say I love you.
When was the last time you called and did that, bitch? That wasn't a text message at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they did that because who they calling? Who are they calling? Oh, I mean, if you just...
That was worth actually saying I love you in the first place. Yeah. Because half of you came and loved yourself.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's a foreign object and a stranger in your life.
The hits just roll and roll. How many people can take a happy birthday song and make it theirs and make it the song that everybody want to sing instead of the traditional way? Come on now.
Whitney Houston created the standard of the national anthem.
Exactly.
Like that became what we used in school to sing the national anthem to. She just came, like, on the TV screen, it was every morning, Whitney Houston, just to remind you, look at this black woman sing this song.
Right. It's a hot.
Like, that was the biggest joy, honestly, of experiencing a predominantly black school. Like, I appreciate the hell out of that. Like, every morning, like on the television, because that was the modern age, I guess I could call it, was growing up the modern age, where we had televisions every morning that played the national anthem. But every morning, the national anthem was sung by Whitney Houston. They played it every day, every morning. And we stood up every morning, and every black kid was proud to put their hand over their heart because that black woman got to sing that song.
Baby.
Yep.
We just
how many women can we say that to? How many people can we say that we can sing the lyrics and remember the moments and time?
How do you call yourself a queen? How do you call yourself a queen when you ain't even been singing a decade?
Baby, when you don't sing, when not only does it just hurt in your spirit, but it hurts in your soul, it hurts in your being, it hurts in your fingertips, it hurts in the words coming out your throat. Those women, those men, that ordained kings and queens in their profession, that's what they had to experience. And until you can experience some of that, a fraction of that,
then
you will know what it means. Then you be like, damn.
I need you to have an album in the 60s. I need you to have an album in the 60s.
Hell, just have an album worth listening to in time that we can't stop listening to. But right now, you ain't got one. Hell, I didn't know who the fuck you were.
Hell, you thought she was a man.
and it wasn't even no shade. And I listen to everything because it's my job. Not even sitting here throwing shade like, oh yeah, well, if I don't know you, then you ain't nothing. No, baby, like, it's my job to know, because people like me turn to people like you from being nobody into a household name, because I'm the person who put people's music in commercials.
Exactly. You
can't. So, like, not for nothing, not being arrogant, but not saying me personally, but people like me. So just saying. if you haven't been in my ear to be even considered for commercial, then... Who?
And when we look at Stevie's career, when we look at his career, 70, he's won over 25 Grammy Awards. This is what you call a king. This is what you call a living legend. This is where I get it. We are celebrating this man. And you have the audacity to be on reality TV talking about you're the queen and you're in charge of something and you're this. But here we are honoring this man. This is the other thing I'm mad about. Where was all the Instagram people going live playing his music on his birthday for his 70th birthday? Why we didn't get no Stevie Wonder concerts? Why wasn't there? Because it's 70, honey. We in the house. We on lockdown. They should have played his music. He should have played his music. Honor the man. He has a Grammy Lifetime Achievement.
You know what? I didn't even see that. The only person I saw that saw mention something is Don Lemon on CNN.
I think that was the only person I saw too.
No,
Stephanie Mills did. Stephanie Mills put up a picture on Instagram with her and how she was standing on something about standing his shoulders or something. But I did. That's where I saw it because I honestly would not have even known it was his birthday had Stephanie not put that up because there was no advertisement. And this is a milestone year.
You know what? I saw it on a lot of people's postings, though. But then again, a lot of people that are on my Facebook and my social ecosphere know who Stevie Wonder is enough to actually share articles and whatnot. So it was a lot, you know. So I guess that, I mean, minus from a skewed perspective, because, you know.
So happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. We won't look, I'm gonna put this in my calendar so that I don't forget it for the next time. It'll be in there and we'll have it in there.
Yeah. Just saying. But yeah, for all y'all chicken heads who want to call y'allself kings and queens or something in the industry, look, just take note and go listen to some Stevie Wonder albums. Go listen to some, you know, go listen to the time in history. And then if you, you know, and then while you're listening to it, go back and go look at the history behind those songs, the time periods and whatnot, and what he had to stand against. And just imagine, just kind of take yourself out of your own spaces, like the struggles he had. Maybe your struggles weren't your struggles, but he had his own personal struggles. Hell, he did all this in the face of adversity and didn't see a thing. And right. You got all your facility. You can see everything. All of it.
So, for those of you that are, listen to the words that are coming out of our mouths. Listen to the words that are coming out of our mouths. Now, while we celebrated an icon, we lost another icon. So, on this past weekend, the queen, I mean, oh.
Well.
I really didn't mean that. It's no shade for you.
Well.
Out. I meant to say the king of rock and roll, Little Richard, passed away. I did not mean to say the queen. I apologize.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And she was both. No.
Did not mean to say
whatever you need him to be at the time, he was either or.
Whatever you wanted him to be to you.
Oh my God. I really, for y'all at home.
Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, whoever Lil Rich was to you, and he was everything and more. So let's keep it at that.
Oh my God. I did not mean
that. He was exactly what you wanted him to be and more.
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
So, like, we can spin our wheels on and speculate and whatever we want to do, but he was the icon that gave it all to us, honey, and was the real king, okay?
He was the original.
Original. You know what? When in order to get your ass in a club, you had to go and sit your ass with 2 hours of a perm in your head to burn half your scalp. Just to get pretty, get that slicky sheen here, just to get your ass accepted in the fucking club.
I heard what Fernando said. He said a perm. Y'all running around here with wigs on. Everything that was on top of Little Richard's head was his hair. That was his.
That came with chemical burns and a whole lot of patience, y'all.
All okay? Natural.
He was using the 1960s shit.
Exactly.
Do you hear me? Conk. They use conk and lie and laid it down.
Hell yeah! Like he had the real chemicals, not that Malaysian shit y'all use now. Them blowouts and them Brazilian wax treatments and all that pressing. No, yeah, we ain't got the Oprah. Like everybody now, they have Oprah treatments back then. They didn't.
So the weird, and I didn't know that. So y'all know he was labeled as the innovator, the originator,
yes,
ancient of rock and roll.
Hell yeah.
He passed away at 87 years old. He was 17 years older than Stevie Wonder.
Right.
Wow. Mm. I don't know why I know that. So Richard Wayne Pennyman, we know him as Little Richard.
Yep.
And y'all know he was very outspoken. Y'all know he sang some hot songs. Tutti Frutti on Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, yes, honey, y'all don't know.
Lucille.
Tutti
Frutti on Rudy. Yes.
He did some of the most iconic performances of life.
Yeah.
That people are trying to intimidate. I mean, oh Lord, my words is off. Duplicate.
And baby, he didn't even was dangerous.
He was dangerous.
Like he had, like he risked his life for that.
Yes, he did.
You know. Yeah, I actually just I watched the biopic on YouTube, the one that Leon did on 2000. Excellent. He got robbed of the Emmy on that one, definitely. But excellent. It was an excellent biopic. Excellent. If you get a chance, just YouTube it and look at it. It's the Little Richard story is the name of it. And to realize some of the things that he had to endure in order to get his music to be listened to be played, to in order to perform, there was places where he couldn't even go in the front door. He went through the back door in order to do the performance, did a hell of a performance, and left out the same way he came in. Didn't think about it or whatever. He got his money, like every man should. But yeah.
I didn't know that they did that. So Leon, because Leon played him in the movie, Jesus. What was with Halle Berry?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry played, I don't know, I'm getting old, shit.
What? I'm trying to think of what movie you're talking about.
Wait, what was the name of that movie?
Right here too.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Was that, what was that? Oh, wait a minute.
That's Halle Berry, but I'm trying to see.
Leon played in that movie as Little Richard.
We might have to Google that one. Okay, here come another YouTube for me to look at.
Wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong.
He may have, though.
Yeah, maybe.
He may have. They were talking about trying to get him to do an updated edition, and it never happened.
The story of Lyman, but I thought Leon, but y'all know I may be wrong.
You might be right, because they did have an interaction backstage at some event in the movie.
No. It was Miguel Nunez.
Okay.
Miguel Nunez, and Little Richard played himself as the older one. Shoot me.
There it is. Well, at least it came out. But yeah. Yeah. And they're working on a biopic for Stevie Wonder, too, right now. They're waiting on the musical rights from Motown to finalize and everything, so they'll be coming out with that one. All right. Here's the story.
Oh, Rudy. Okay. Oh my God. My new iPad just arrived.
Oh yeah.
Right. Congratulations.
Is it a MaxiPad?
Who?
A MaxiPad.
What's the
maximum? The extra large one, the biggest one they have.
Yeah.
We call, in the industry, we call it the maxi pad.
That sounds like I'm putting some pads on.
That sounds like a woman's problem.
it's an inside joke. It's like, you know, bring the maxi pad. Like
bring your max.
Because only size queens would come up would dare to go buy one. Such a monstrosity.
No, it ain't only size queen. The people who buy it is blind people like me.
In the design industry, honey.
The blind.
And how big is the screen on this one?
It's the 12-inch.
It's big.
Oh, okay.
It's for blind people.
We call it the MaxiPad.
It's for blind people, y'all. It's for blind people at home.
Right, so, you're on the MaxiPad too, baby.
We want to And not only did Little Richard pass, but like as we're going in that, Andre Herrera passed. Ooh, Andre Harrell, not Harrell.
I was about to say, who's Harrella?
Y'all know I will jack people's names up. I will.
Andre Harrella.
Y'all know I jack people's names up. I know. So y'all, please.
You a name, I swear to Jesus.
The man who founded Uptown Records, Andre Harrell.
The man who founded Uptown Records, who was an icon in the industry as well, and he discovered Mary J. Blige. Puffy. Yes. P. Diddy. Sean Puffy Combs, whatever you want to be called this week. And you should have got on and you should have did a tribute to this man because you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Mary D and the boy, they are actually in the works of doing something for him, by the way. With all that's going on with Rona, thanks to her ass, everything's being delayed, and you're trying to see how they're gonna do it virtually and everything. Yeah, but trust me, they're working on some stuff.
And then, we lost Betty Wright.
I know.
Oh my God, that one hurt my heart. That's like an auntie dying to me. Oh my God.
I know.
This is
no good. pain, no gain. I know. The clean up one.
Shirley.
Barbara, this is Shirley.
Yes, baby. Yeah. Y'all don't know nothing about
classic. Music. Oh my God, classic.
Music. We just this has been a rough week for us for losing icons. Mm-hmm. Icons. And so our prayers go out to their family. And Little Richard, they said, went up. His streams went up over 1 million. So,
yeah. So,
people at home, stop waiting till somebody die before you go get their stuff. Let them enjoy their flowers while they living.
Mm-hmm.
Let them enjoy their flowers while they living. Because all of y'all got this damn Apple Music, and you pay your $9.99, so it don't cost you to have their music in your system. And if you worried about storage space, don't download it. Just put it in your playlist. Why I got to teach y'all some stuff? Why? Why I got to be the one to teach y'all some stuff?
Edumacation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our prayers go out to them. In Hot Topics, that was honorable mentions. I forgot to mention that. We just transitioned and flowed in.
You forgot to mention it was honorable mention?
I forgot to mention it was honorable mention. Oh, baby.
We're on a roll tonight, aren't we?
We're on a roll. So over here in good old Hot Topics, we want to congratulate the one and only Anderson Cooper. He has just had a baby. And he is going to co-parent his son with his ex-partner, Benjamin. Isn't that interesting? So the thing that caught my eye about this and why it's been on every piece of thing is that his ex and him are no longer together. And so since they're not together, Anderson really said that he did not have any family because his mother is gone, his brother is gone, his dad is gone. And you really want a child to grow up with some family. Fernando, what you think about that?
I thought it was really touching that he decided to bring someone, introduce someone into his child's life that is familiar to him, that he's built some familiar family around. Even though they're not together, and they were together in a way that has impacted his life to bring him to this moment. So I gather he felt that he can entrust that his ex would not so much have to be a good partner for him, but a good provider for his child that now is going to be able to be their child. So, I thought it was very touching that's what he chose to do because he's in a extreme predicament where he gets to choose his family literally, and how it looks and shapes his child's life. And so I gather he did. He didn't make the decision lightly.
Right.
But what I saw on social media was very encouraging because it oddly enough, I went on a couple blogs and whatnot to see what sometimes I'm just here for the comments, honey.
She's not gonna say
I'm. So I was going on the comments, and overall consensus was people were so encouraging and so nice, and it was nice to see people from different walks of life having some encouragement. Like some people were like, I read some comments, it's like, at least he's choosing to create a two-person home in this child's life. At least he's picking someone to help shape his child's life for the better. And all these things that occurred to me was very encouraging for me to hear that the factor that it was a same-sex parenting environment. I was seeing people comment just the fact that that he was choosing to create an actual good environment for the child. Period. That was really encouraging to see online.
And I mean, because he said that we didn't work out as a couple, but when I was a little kid, it was just my mom and my brother. But it was my mom, and she was not the most parental person. I wish some adult after my dad died had stepped in and just been like, you know what? I'll take you to a ball game. Or let's go out to lunch every now and then. Let's just talk. No one ever did that. So for you, Lamont, you have a husband. Yeah. How would it play out for you do y'all want children? Let's put you on the spot. Do y'all want?
Oh, I don't mind the spot. The answer is no. We've raised children. The kid days are gone.
Yeah, the kid days are past.
Now, if we were in our 20s and maybe 30s, yes, but no, in our 40s and 50s, till damn near 50, it's not feasible.
Yeah, I'm about 30s and
I mean, to me, honestly, it's not necessarily fair to the child, I feel, after a certain age. Anderson is how old?
I think Anderson's up there.
Yeah, he's in his 50s, isn't he?
Well, and bear in mind, he has a lot of resources.
Exactly. That was going to be my next situation. And then also you have to take in mind as far as, nannies and housekeepers and all that and the resources to send them to college and boarding school and blah, 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 whatever. Some people can do it. But
he has the financials to create a support system.
He's 52.
Thank you. I knew he was in his 50s.
And he works out a lot. And,
and his mother was Gloria Vanderbilt, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That was his mother. So he's
52. And we all wore those back in the day.
Girl talk.
Vanderbilt jeans.
So he's got long money. Not to mention the shit he does. So.
Now that ex-boyfriend's like, bitch.
No. He didn't get any of her money. She left all her money to charity.
Got the residual income from all the rest of the stuff she got going on.
I was just about to say, her residuals is going to charity too?
No.
Everything to charity, she said.
Her assets, not her residuals.
I know her assets went to charity, but I'm talking about the stuff after she's gone. So maybe, he's not getting any of that?
That faucet's turned off after that.
So, yeah. So then maybe, but I think
he got book money, TV money.
He's all right financially, and I think that you do need to build a community. And so
you can walk up all day and still have money.
I started watching Council of Dads today.
Yay! Love the show.
And let me tell y'all, because this goes right along with Anderson, it brought up so many emotions. And how Anderson is trying to make sure that his son has a community there of people who love him and his people is there. And Council of Dads is a great show. If you guys haven't seen it, the father dies of cancer. But before he dies, he sets up a council of men who are there to be there for the children. Because when he's gone, there's nobody there to teach them how to ride a bike. There's nobody there to take them to their father and son event, to teach them how to play football, the father-daughter dance. So there's nobody there to do that. And I'm telling you, I went through a slew of emotions going back and forth. So I can see where Anderson is saying that I want to go back and bring my ex in and make my ex a part of this. Because if something happens to me, what happens to the child? That's what we always forget about. Now, I'm over here in this household. I ain't no children over here. Mm-mm, sorry. I'm too old. I'm too old, honey. I don't know if I could date somebody with a kid. I apologize. Please don't be in my inbox and don't tell me you don't have no kid. And then you spring up with a kid. Then you want to say, oh, yeah, we going to the zoo. The hell we are. The hell we are.
You and Toby will be going home.
Right. Y'all can go to the zoo. Don't come back.
And Toby will be at the damn zoo with the armadillos and the giraffes and all of that. All that, sir. I ain't going.
You can do all that, sir. Go. Bye, little one. Have you met me in my mouth?
So, shout out to Anderson Cooper. I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
I like educating adults.
Right. Now, you know, y'all acts a fool. This corona got y'all acting stupid out here. y'all done slid into IKEA because you ain't got nothing better to do. Y'all went to IKEA and you were in there shopping. But I guess you decided that you wanted to go and masturbate in IKEA. This happened in China, y'all. So I'm telling you, they were on lockdown for a while. So there's a viral video of a woman masturbating at a Chinese IKEA store. This X-rated clip shows the unidentified woman wearing nothing but a loose-fitting white shirt, pleasuring herself in various parts of the do-it-yourself furniture superstore.
She said, you said do it yourself. I am doing it myself. Ain't nobody, they ain't got a man around. I'm gonna do it myself. Let me show you how it's done.
Y'all they didn't mean that, honey. She was doing a live demo. What the hell?
So this video lasted over 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
You can see customers, you can see young children. They're oblivious. Because they're just browsing, because that's what they think when you're in the store. When you're in IKEA, you're looking for these good sales, these good sales. For y'all that don't know, IKEA makes most of the shows, the sitcom TV shows, furniture y'all see, that comes from IKEA.
Yeah. Most of y'all houses have IKEA. Hell, now most of America is IKEA down. I mean, I guess she kind of figured she wants to show y'all a real world scenario of what you can do in any given living room, bedroom, dining room.
So I'm confused. Were you that horny?
Are you really justifying this as a display of what you can do in IKEA furniture? What the hell?
Like she in the do it yourself super center. I mean,
no. Fee Choi, you know damn well you did not need to be in the middle of a IKEA mattress pleasuring yourself while little Becky little.
She wanted to see how the furniture felt. She wanted to test the furniture out on what she would do at home.
Fee Choi. To
see if it would be effective.
The stains and everything. She wanted to test it all out, huh?
She wanted to see, like, can I get off on this couch?
No fee. You're in the wrong spot.
I'm just thinking.
Just wrong, I tell you.
That's the thing with this bitch was thinking in her head. Like, what? Like, why did you think all of a sudden that you just need to, like, just put her there?
Now, you people go buck crazy. But now, it's not clear when this video was taken because none of the shoppers have a face mask on. So we don't know what happened now, but it just came out. And now, if they find this woman, y'all know she could face up to 3 years in prison for spreading obscene material. So, Lord help us.
But she spread everything else.
Spread them wide. Hang them.
Like, fuck it. Somebody gonna touch me today.
And if they don't, I got it covered.
Exactly. Go ahead. Here's a demonstration.
What old girl? What's her song?
I touch myself.
I touch myself.
He's like,
I look over in the mirror and I,
right.
Right now, Jesus, I need somebody to touch this pussy right now. It is hot. It is hot. Like, please, like, somebody tap this pussy right now. Like,
so, child.
She was giving y'all directions like she was a floor stewardess giving y'all safety directions.
Look, keep y'all happy tails at home if y'all feel like y'all need to do some stupid stuff like that, because it ain't cool. It ain't cool. It ain't, don't nobody want to see that. Except for your OnlyFans.com. Well.
I don't know what to say about that. Poor woman. And then poor IKEA.
Poor IKEA.
I mean, at least they walk away with a new model. They can always say, we touch you everywhere.
I don't want the floor model.
No, literally.
I don't want the floor model. I'm going to need you to go back to the back and find me something that's wrapped up with some package on it.
With no stains.
With no stains.
No stain.
Thank you, Betty. She keeps on coming through, doesn't she?
I know, right?
No.
No.
We love you, Betty.
We love you, Betty, right? So, y'all, think wisely before you do something silly.
Please
think. So, y'all know, like I said, we've had a rough week, so we're trying to bring you some lively stuff up and down, so that's how the week has been. But y'all know that we're still going through with Ahmaud Arbery. There's so many things coming up with that. But there's another young lady who was killed, and she is not getting the light that needs to be. Breonna Taylor was shot in her house on March 13th, 26 years old. She was in her home with her boyfriend and they were asleep. And the cops broke into her home. And the boyfriend thought that it was a robber. They thought they were getting violated by a robber. And he came out and he shot one of the cops. They did a no knock. The cops busted in. Mind you me, the people that they were looking for were two men. Breonna Taylor is truly a woman. If you look at her, you can truly tell she's a woman. With a whole lot of bosom. And a whole lot of thighs. She's a thick'em.
Right.
They were looking for two guys who had already been caught. And so now, she was killed. She's an EMT. Her boyfriend is now, who had a license for the gun.
Yes.
Who had a license, because I want y'all to hear me clearly so y'all don't go out here and mistake this wrong and get it wrong. He was a licensed gun owner.
License.
He was inside of his house. He was not outside. They were inside.
Self-defense.
Self-defense is what we are saying here. But he went to jail, and the cops are trying to press charges on him after they riddled the house with bullets. Riddled.
22, to be exact.
22. And this makes absolutely no sense that her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, should have to be arrested for protecting his house.
It's, you know what, to be honest with you, this is going to be more mainstream news, just like this current news story is, once we get the body cams.
But I'm so confused because we have the body cams, and the body cams tell us the story. We see it. We see it for ourselves clearly what happened. And they spin a whole nother story and say that's not what we saw. Mm-hmm. And this family needs justice for this, because there's no reason. They were firing through a blind wall from the outside. The other cops were firing through the wall blindly. So you don't know if there was a baby in there. You don't know who was in there, because you busted in this woman's house and started shooting and did not have all of the facts.
Nope.
And she was actually hit 8 times. 8.
Lord help.
Out of those 22 bullets, 8 times. I don't know, but I you know what I didn't find out is if the boyfriend was hit. I don't know if he was hit or not.
I don't think he was hit. I don't remember seeing that anywhere.
How?
That's what I'm saying. I think it was two different scenarios. I think she was downstairs, and I think when he heard the bullets and the gunfire, he ran downstairs. I think that's what happened. And he shot 3 times, and he hit one of the officers.
Yes, he hit. I don't know, because the mother was on The View the other day, and when she was on The View, y'all know we're in this technical world. Her internet was having so much, you couldn't hear. So the lawyer did most of the talking because it was like, R-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r. I was like, what'd she say?
What? Right.
So that's what y'all know we have to deal with this right now. Technical difficulties because everybody is working from home. But, you know, it's just really sad. It's really sad that we're in 2020. In the midst of this, we are just going through foolishness. There's no
reason. But this was, okay, this happened when? When did this happen? Was it in March?
March 13th.
I mean, and it's like, here we are 2 months later, and we just now hearing about it.
So March 13th was the first day, that was the first day of lockdown for us here in the Bay Area.
Right, right.
Mm-mm. I mean, we say that about, I mean, look.
Because
I filed an appointment. look what happened. The story that happened, I mean, happened January, February?
Yeah, Ahmad was in, well, I want to say it was in February.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know how much more we can continue to do this. And it just should be an outrage. And then people are hollering about, like, when they said Black Lives Matter. Black lives do matter because we're the ones who are constantly getting killed. We are the ones who are constantly being killed for no damn reason. But I want y'all to know, Breonna Taylor's name will be on our lips. Her living will not be in vain. It will be something that we continue to talk about. And it's just a sidebar on that too. Breonna Taylor was not, I forgot about this. I didn't forget about. Gospel singer from Houston was shot the other day. Y'all know I jack people's names up. I have to always say that first. Madarius. Did I say it right, Lamont? Adrian Madarius. Am I saying his name right?
Madaris?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll jack your name up. But Adrian Madaris was killed on Monday of this week while driving on with a traffic stop. The cops shot him. And he's 48 from Houston. So I'm just saying, we got to stop this.
It's just some random hateful shit happening right now. And it's like, it's crazy. And then another thing is, I don't realize all these car accidents that's happening.
Because ain't nobody staying at home.
But when they do go home, I mean, when they do go out on the road, they're driving recklessly. I mean, it's like, I had to cuss a woman out the other day on the 10 freeway. I mean, she's just all in my lane, her lane, everybody else's lane, trying to read a damn text.
Oh, well, there's the problem right there.
Exactly.
Texting and driving don't work.
No.
It don't work.
Especially not in L.A. because these folks change lanes too damn quick. Yeah.
We have to keep saying this. This should not be topics that we have to keep talking about because people brush stuff under the rug and don't want to tell nobody, and we find out about it after the fact.
Right.
It really is sad. High news. Woo! Let's go on a high.
Yeah. Let's take it up.
Pop off the beat.
My favorite. One and only President Barack Obama.
Woo! My president.
my president, Barack Obama. So, excuse me. He surprised the other day, he surprised some school educators on a video. They had no clue that when they got on this little video, that on the other end would be the only president, the only one, the one and only, President Barack Obama.
Yes.
We love him. So can you imagine, Fernando, you're sitting there, we're going to have you on our TV show to talk about what you do, and you get with there, you got your little hair done, you ready for the show, and you're sitting there, and you start talking, they ask you a couple of questions, and then you start looking at the screen, and you're like, what the, what?
Somebody's daddy looked like Barack Obama.
Right. I'm a little different. I wouldn't act it up, but you know, because I'm like,
you wouldn't act it up.
No, I think I wouldn't have acted up because I've never ever had a star-struck moment where I'm like losing my shit. I'd be like, you know what? I want to stand perfectly still and be as perfectly attentive to every word this man's going to say in this moment because I want to be present for every
ever in star-struck
that he said no.
Oh, wow.
And I met some cool celebrities. I've told y'all that. I mean, even in my job and whatnot, I met some people that I'm like, forever and a day, like my dream people I got to meet in person. And still, not because I don't appreciate or not like that. It's not me being a, it's like, I just see them as so much of a human being that I'm like, I'm just honored that you, I get to even experience you in person.
So, let Obama get on some video that I'm on.
Like, what if he came on right now in the midst of us doing this?
After I fall out?
So many questions. Before
I fall out, which one?
I'd like to say that.
Because y'all would have to finish the show because I would be on the floor. 911. I would be on the floor. He tweeted this. He said, there's no limit to the devotion I've seen in teachers like these Chicago public school educators. Their dedication shapes the best part of who we become. I couldn't be more thankful for their work, especially as they shift lessons online to keep students on track during this crisis. He speaks so eloquently. He just speaks so
eloquently. Of course
he does. Appreciate you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so, God. So
our president, my God. If only he was still in office to get us out of this shit.
To get us out of this.
You know what? Side note, y'all. Like, I watched some of
hearings.
The hearings today.
Fauci. Oh, Fauci. Yeah, I told you.
Fauci. It was
Dr. Wait, what case? What's Burr? Going on?
With Burr? Is his name, last name Burr?
No.
Well, which one you watching?
It wasn't with Burr. It was the it was with, oh God, why it just popped out of my head. It was there. His name just flew out of my head. Oh, dear Lord. I can't remember his name. His name just popped out of my head. He was the former head of, disease and treatment. And I can't remember his name to save my life.
I didn't know there was any hearings going on. I thought the only one was with Fauci.
Yeah, no, there were hearings today, and I can't remember the name of the daggone hearings that was today.
It was from the
they had congressional hearings today, and I should know this name, and it did not. And it did not. I'm literally just like losing.
Was he not cute? Did you didn't remember who he was?
I'm pissed that I don't remember I can't remember the sin. It was a sin in here today, and I can't remember who was it with. Like,
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I know. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
You have a brain fart. I mean, a major brain fart.
This is the worst brain fart I ever had because I'm like I watched it almost all day today, and I cannot remember. I cannot remember for life of me what it was. I'm sorry, guys. I will look
it up. We'll come on back to it then when he remembers y'all. We'll do it. We'll do a side.
Did you tape it, Fernando? Go watch your DVR and come back.
That I did not do.
Oh, okay. I tried to help you.
No. So, our discussion for tonight is, my father is a former inmate. Stop comparing quarantine to prison. So, you guys know that in this quarantine, we are all social distancing. We are staying in the house. And Ellen DeGeneres came back from a couple of breaks of, you know, she did a 3-week hiatus. And she made this statement. Lord have mercy. Why people? Why, Jesus? The world that coronavirus self-isolation was like being in jail. It's mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everyone here is gay. So this did not go over well because she's sitting in a mansion talking about quarantined. And it feels like you're in jail. And so this hit Huffington Post. You guys can see this story on Huffington Post. People began to have issues with that. One lady said, my father went into Riverfront State Prison in Camden, New Jersey from 1994 to 1999. During my formative years, I was 10. Like a ghost, he simply vanished, and letters kept us loosely tethered. He became abstract to me that at a young age, a memory. My former stepfather was also released from prison just last year after 13 years. Both serve time for nonviolent crimes, a result of a system that punishes people rather than rehabilitates them. For mental health crisis and drug addictions issues, both have my full compassion. And so when you are a star who has all of this money and you get on here and you make a statement to say that I feel like I'm in jail in your 10,000 square foot home, your 10,000 mansion.
Yeah.
I need you to explain. Maybe you should go spend the night in a jail cell. Let's start there. Because you're going to offend a lot of people because your entitlement and your privilege feels that you can just say anything. Now, those of us that live in small apartments and, you know, such things, baby, let me have 10,000 square feet to go running through chasing the dogs all through the damn house. Saying that. So, is it, do you guys feel that it is the responsibility of these people who have platforms to speak responsibly before they say stuff?
Definitely.
Yes, you're getting paid for it.
Well, for Ellen,
No, you're getting paid for it. Like, you are at your job. Like, this is a job in which you get paid to do, so therefore, you know there's a lot of decorum. Just like with any comedian, like, the, you know, with the FCC, there was only a certain amount of cuss words that you can say. And those comedians knew what those cuss words were and they had to stand by not saying them. There's a certain amount of things where you just, like, as a high-paid television host and comedian, I think that you do know there's a kind of level of responsibility, which is what has allowed you to have the career that you've had. You understand it well enough that it has gotten you this far in your career. So unless this was an off-the-cuff commentary, usually your commentary is usually pretty prescriptive.
And she thought it was a joke. I mean she played it as a joke. But I mean, it was not received well as a joke. It was not received at all.
No, and not at all, especially in the midst of the coronavirus.
Right. I mean, America's too sensitive right now.
Too sensitive. And it's not that we shouldn't be sensitive. So when you people are sitting at home saying, well, you shouldn't be sensitive, we should be sensitive when we're losing lives daily.
Yeah.
When people are dying and they're laying up in hospitals by themselves. And the article, when you go on, it talks about 92% of inmates in the Indiana prison who were tested positive for COVID-19. 92%. That leaves 8% of a prison population because they're confined to these small spaces. While you're running around in a 10,000-foot square mansion, and you can't find each other in the house. Where you at? What wing you in of the house?
Like, you know, the fucked up part is that we are because there's so much corruption and prisons because they're primarily managed by corporations. You know, like, it's trying to find a very tactful way of saying this.
No tag. Go on and say it.
You know, outside, because it's real easy for a rich white lady to say something like this when the consequence in her or ethosphere is not as close in proximity like a lot of people in this country. And so, when I say that, like, you know, it used to be once upon a time we could say it's mostly. You know, we could divide party lines and race lines, but these, like, there have been so many injustices that's happened in prisons nowadays that we can't even focus on the crime in which most prisoners are there for because they are being victimized in so many other ways. Mm-hmm. So this is like insult to injury of sorts because it's like for people, like, I think about my father, who was in prison for 17 years. And, you know, it definitely was not like this. Now, my dad said this out loud. Like, you know what's funny? My dad was, like my grandfather and my grandmother was like, just like you ain't going crazy and whatnot. My dad was like, I was in prison for 17 years. Being quarantined in the house is a cakewalk. He said, I'm quarantined in my house. Not in a prison. Not in, you know, in some cold concrete thing. He said, I know what prison feels like. When people say this is prison, it's a difference. He's like, I know what 17 years of prison feels like. Y'all don't. He said, quarantine ain't shit. He said, I get to get in my car, go out, you know, go somewhere, and come right back. He said, in prison, you ain't got no car. You ain't got no go-in. You ain't got no get up and go nowhere.
Walk down the hallway.
At all.
Right, freely.
At all. So, like, you know, so I think that, you know, for someone who is getting paid such as, you know, a specific kind of money to do what she does, I think that it kind of requires her to be a little more understanding about the environments in which she speaks of.
Lamont, thoughts?
I mean, my thing is, as Fernando was saying, prison is prison. And yeah. This is not a prison. This is keep your ass home, stay safe, and go out for essentials. Prisoners don't get to go out for essentials. I mean, they can just go to the yard and get some sun and maybe go shower. And that's about it.
You got Netflix.
I don't get it. I mean, you have the ability gall to say this is like a prison and you're stuck in your mansion. Your mansion.
Man,
which I'm pretty sure had a corona test available to you more than us.
And your dogs and your gourmet food that your chef is probably still making you on a daily basis because he wants to keep his essential job.
Yeah. Right.
your maid staff and your security still doing security and still cleaning up your house because they want to keep their essential job. I mean, come on, man. For real? No.
Like, I'm like, no. Maybe once upon a time when you was Ellen DeGeneres that nobody knew, this would have been different. If you were just like, you know, a comedian trying to find her way up in the world, but you got enough money that you have been every other place in the motherfucking world. Mm-hmm. So you should have the whiffwithal to understand the words you speak. Like that's just the end all be all. If you're getting paid eight figures for the entertainment of the commentary of your words. So like
words.
So don't be telling me that this was a mistake and you was insensitive. Bitch, you've been doing this for a long motherfucking time. Clearly you have. That's why you make eight figures.
And the thing is that, you know, when you read into this story in this article, I thought it was a very good article. She talks about the young lady who wrote it. My father told me about the time someone started a fight with him. He defended himself and was punished by being put in solitary confinement for 2 weeks with a broken jaw. Mm. When he finally received medical attention, his jaw was wired shut and he was thrown back in the hole. Mm. In prison, my father said, "You're living in a cell not fit for an animal, let alone a human being. Sharing space with a stranger that doesn't care if you live or die. You live with only survival on your mind." For incarcerated people today, he said, they are extremely vulnerable with no access to relevant facts regarding the pandemic. And she said her father summed it up clearly, honestly, and painfully. Ultimately, at home, you still have choices and you have access to information.
All day. You can Google and www dot a whole lot of shit.
All day long.
And you have the option to.
You have the option. And I think people get so far with their money, they get so far removed from a time of when they had to struggle because they've had money for so long. That's the only thing that they know. So they think everything that's in their world is in everybody else's world. And right. Your daily walk is not our daily walk. We live separate lives. When you go blow thousands on stupid stuff, people are just trying to pay their rent with them thousands of dollars that you're blowing. When you're buying $18,000 purses and you're going by $200,000 cars. People can't even afford houses that cost $200,000.
You know, the other day they were talking to Tiffany Haddish, and you know, she came from being homeless to the success she has now. And you know, when she was first coming up, when she first started doing, you know, getting the whole Success with Girls trip and everything like that, she had so many people reach out to her that had liked her comedy over the last 5 years or so. And we're talking about like Oprah Winfrey and of course Tyler Perry and so many other people that she didn't even know was watching her come up. And you know, Kevin Hart was one of the main ones, and he got her an accountant and he got her a booking agent and got her all this other stuff or whatever and set things in place or whatever. And she said the other day, she said, had I not had to think that the people that were trying to help me were not trying to hurt me, that just because I got a few little dollars, they weren't trying to take what I had. They already had success, but they were actually trying to help me. Had I thought about, they're not trying to, you know, hurt me, they're trying to help me, I wouldn't be where I am now. She said, do you think I still go to still go to Target on a regular basis? Yes, the fuck I do. Because I have to realize that I got to stay humble where I'm at, because success can come and go overnight. And if you don't have your priorities in order and remain humble in this business, it can easily eat you up. She said, I had people bring me dishes of cocaine and say, here it is. You ain't even got to pay for it. You know, he had people that just wanted to go out with you because of who you were or whatever. They don't care what you did or whatever. They just seen the show and they said, "Ooh, I think you're beautiful. Can I take you out on a date or whatever?" And she said, this motherfucker had a body and I could see he had a dick and all the above. She said, but no, I'm not trying to go out like that. I'm trying to remain humble. Because I remember when I used to live on somebody's couch I remember when I used to catch the number 7 bus. I can't think about, you know, what I do and who I am now or what have you. I'm investing my money. I'm watching my dollars. I'm watching my cents. And yes, I am that still cheap broke bitch from Watts. So if you come up to me thinking you're going to get some money, it ain't going to happen. Mm-mm. You got to remain humble. So, I mean, and Ellen, I mean, Ellen is worth $490 million.
Is that how much she worth?
That's what her net worth is. I just Googled it right now.
That's why she's
$490 million.
There you
and
go.
And you know, everybody's like, oh, she gives away so much stuff at Christmas time. All that shit is a tax write-off.
490 million miles between her and the reality that most of us have to live in.
Right.
The stuff that she give away on the show, that's not tax write-off. That's companies who done donated it so they can have free advertisement.
And she might have bought it and gave it away.
She's doing them a favor.
You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. Opening cars.
Right. We already know.
So like, that's what these people do. So you need to understand that where you, honey, $490 million. $490 million. You will never understand what somebody who has spent 25 years in a jail cell and worrying every night when they sleep in there if this person is going to try to kill them, try to rape them, molest them, try to put them in a situation where they get beat up on the yard, and you can go from room to room in your mansion sleeping. They have one option to sleep in. That same bed every night. And if they go
three hots and a cot, that's what they got.
Now, in some prisons now, some of that's paradise for some people. I ain't gonna lie to them. Like y'all be talking about there's be raping and stuff like that. Yeah, that's some fantasies for some bitches that's in prison right now. They're like, girl, I can't wait till they get come for these cookies, bitch.
It's true.
Hey, bitch, I got chocolate chip, Haagen-Dazs cookies for them, oatmeal raisin, bitch. I can't wait for they come for these cakes.
Some of these girls are writing checks hoping they get caught.
Fuck yes, these bitches are like, because do you know, like, I kid you not, you know what I told y'all a long time ago? Go and type up on Pornhub or your favorite porno and type up whatever nasty, freaky thing you will think of. It's there. Yes.
Right.
Even the real life prison,
right?
From real prison,
right?
Now, don't ask me how they got the phones even in the prison. But I tell you what though, them boys are taking it just like they just like they are on the streets. They are like them motherfuckers ain't trying to rape nobody in the prison. They got.
They don't have to.
They got assigned booties. They ain't got to. They giving it up in prison now. Shit, they in competition with each other.
Right.
Well,
who can take the best?
And if these kids really knew where sagging came from, they would stop doing it.
Exactly.
They don't care.
And what the hell it means. It means available.
Because do you know how much hard work it is to be available?
Yeah.
You know how much work it takes to be available like that? In prison? bitch,
our wonderful home in Beverly Hills, we're movie stars.
And her annual salary is $75 million. By the way, I'm sorry, I got to stop Googling Erin Ellen because it's amazing. $75 million a year just for her. She ain't got to do nothing.
What,
just
they make a dollar a day working in the prison? Is that what it is, a dollar a day when they work in the...
Is it that much?
Depending on what state it is.
Yeah, I
think. Right.
So, your $75 million, Ellen, has you having a warped sense of reality. You really have a warped sense because people come home traumatized from jail.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you saying that...
Even more so now because they got the corona and they can't go nowhere from it.
And then I don't understand. You said you've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days. Bitch, you ain't got no other clothes.
Right.
I got 5 million pieces of clothing in here sometimes I want to throw this shit out the window when it comes to washing because it gets on my goddamn nerves. And you ain't tell me you wearing the same thing. And I know you thought it was a joke, but when you thought this thing through your head, there are people who are being quarantined right now with abusers, people who abuse them, people who talk down to them, people mistreat them, and you saying from your goddamn mansion, I'm just stuck with you in this goddamn mansion, that you probably got a swimming pool, you probably got a jacuzzi, you got a wine cellar, you got everything.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all.
At your heart desires.
Look, I have said this. I'm going to say this once, like I said a million times. People show you who they really are when they think you're not looking. And what this bitch thought, she thought she got too comfortable with her audience that she thought they wasn't looking. Okay? When people get, you know how you get that one friend that's in the that's in a group and he get a little too comfortable and say some words, you're like, what the hell? That's her. Mm. You got too comfortable with the company that you in which you keep. Because they haven't told, apparently they're the wrong company because they haven't told you much.
Right. They didn't inform you or you wasn't listening.
You wasn't either listening. One.
The she latter.
So this was a great article when you guys are over at the Huffington Puff. It's by Lisa.
Huffington Puff.
Huffington Puff.
I'm dead.
Huffington Puff, yes.
Y'all know the Huffington Post.
Post.
Baby. And I ain't glass of wine tonight. Y'all know that ain't been no wine.
Ain't no wrong. Yeah.
Y'all share, follow.
I'm going to blame it on
this podcast.
I'm going to blame it on the Rona, honey. Lisa Marie Basil. If I said you're writing your name wrong, girl, you know it is. The Huffington Post.
Yes.
Post, which is one of my favorite little places to get great articles. They have great articles. Read, people. Educate yourself on some things. Elevate your level. But the last quote that I like from this article, so if it isn't clear yet, life in quarantine is difficult, yes. But it is not the same as life in prison. And when we use our language so flippantly, even if our intentions are a joke, we diminish the suffering of the incarcerated, many of whom received unfair prison sentences based on racism or because they don't have the money to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So while DeGeneres lounges in her massive mansion in the hills, a telemedicine call away from any sort of medical help or mental health care, a click of a button away from ordering a protective mask, with the luxury of outdoor space, sunlight, movement, and food delivery. I think of the 92 inmates in Indiana prison who tested positive for COVID-19. I think of the sick inmates who won't get tested or treated, and of the inmates who will die alone in a dingy cell.
Yeah. Yep. Because imagine we're clamoring. Do you know that they said today during the briefings, the hearings today. You know that like in San Francisco alone, there's what 70 some cases, and for the remdesivir, there's only 4 vials being shipped here. So only 4 shots are going to go to those 74 people. There's only 4 people that get that will actually get this remdesivir that's being put out right now. That's where we're at right now.
Everybody else doesn't matter.
Like, imagine where do you fall in the totem pole if you're a prisoner?
You know where you go.
Hell, some of these prisoners are sitting here and they're not even guilty.
Not guilty.
Yeah. They're just sitting here, waiting to be proven innocent by the people who actually made the mistake of making them guilty in the first place.
Because some of them haven't even been to court yet.
Yeah.
Speaking of prison, did you see that Bill Cosby's plea for release was denied?
Exactly. They denied him. And I'm trying to figure out why you're denying a blind man. Where is he going?
No, and don't you like, what's his name? Just to go home?
A couple of them went home.
A couple of them went home.
All of Trump's friends.
Oh, yeah, all of Trump's
friends. What the fuck home?
Didn't Madoff get out?
The man that lied, well, I forgot. Oh, as a child, I'd be forgetting that. The man that lied that Obama told Trump not to hire, is it Flynn? Was that the man? Or Burr? Which one of them that just got out of jail? One of them was in jail, and he lied. Trump fired him because he lied. He went to jail. He pled guilty, said he did it, and they didn't let this ass out of jail.
Yep.
Wasn't that Madoff? Is it somebody else I'm thinking about?
No, not Madoff. I can't think of his damn name. This is the sad part. Y'all know.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. Y'all, we having a rough name with names tonight. We old.
We already know why he's out. It's called skin color.
I'm at the I don't give a fuck about none of them place. That's why I can't remember their names. So
for right.
The audience, for not remembering names, I don't give a fuck about.
Child, I'm combing my hair with a knife right now.
But if y'all choose to actually know who their names are, you know how we do. We'll reference that. That's that motherfucker, and go to Google it. You know how to Google it.
Right.
But we appreciate you listening to us commentate about it because, you know, that's what you're tuning in for anyway.
Remember that your words matter, people.
If your words matter. We got plenty of words. You may not remember your name.
Right.
But we got words for you.
Be nice. Be nice.
Yes.
It don't take much to be nice. It really doesn't. Especially when you want somebody to keep watching your program and keep supporting you. And when you make people feel down and you put them beneath you, why should we watch the show?
But,
because y'all know a week ago before this, her staffers came out and said how difficult she was really behind the scenes, that she really ain't nice.
Like, come on, not to be a stereotyper here. And you know what? And forgive me because not all lesbians are like this, but the stereotypical lesbian, yep, that's pretty much the profile. If you want to play stereotypes, they're pain in the ass assholes. Like literally, like they're basically dudes with a pussy.
I can't.
Like not for nothing. I'm not sitting here trying to stereotype nobody, but there is a sector of the lesbian crowd that literally is like literally that person. Like they're literally that fucking woman that's fucking hard to deal with that nobody wish they couldn't have to deal with and can't wait for this bitch to leave.
So Ellen,
y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly who I'm talking about. The moment she come in the room, the whole fucking energy change. Cause she always in somebody's mood.
He was our high school gym coach.
No, not even that part of the stereotype. I'm just talking about the stereotype. It's always got a problem. This bitch always got something to complain about. She always writing a letter, and you always gotta be politically fucking correct.
Get a deal, though, honey. It might
like,
make it,
like this. That's, she the motherfucker.
That ain't gonna even help.
Like,
did I tell the people to get a deal though? I done turned into Fernando.
Like, she that bitch that you just want to kick in the pussy.
Oh no, we don't want to kick nobody.
Swift kick. get the big toe wet.
I know, just kick her right in the pussy. Just,
I don't want to kick nobody. I'm innocent.
She's that bitch that, you know what, behind her back, in her face, into her face, you just look at her and say, bitch, I would just kick you in the pussy.
I'm innocent. Ugh. I'm innocent.
With a steel toe boot.
Baby.
Wow.
Right after work, too.
Honey,
I got rust on it.
Are trying to kill y'all tonight. Y'all better watch out. They not for y'all foolishness this evening. They gonna kill y'all.
Like, I can't stand no mean lesbian. I'm like, bitch, look, I know you don't like us because, you know, y'all still feel some kind of way. We didn't thank y'all properly for helping us through the underground brick road of being gays.
Oh, because Lord.
Y'all know lesbians been forever and a day. You know, y'all know good and well lesbians been in their feelings since the beginning of fucking time with gay men about leaving their ass behind when it came to the gay agenda. Like our ass was like, oh, we don't know them bitches. Like, but they don't, they didn't, but that was the house we was in when we had to hire for some shit and whatnot. We was at the lesbian's house at the strong, with the one with the strong back, you know, while they were sitting here fighting fights with us and shit. And we never
get BB. I remember BB. That's her name.
They still mad at us for not giving them their just due. So we got that little secret infighting with our lesbian brothers and sisters.
I can't. I'm not with y'all. I'm done.
Yo, my own sister, we be fighting. I'm like, y'all lesbians be killing me. I love y'all, but damn. Y'all know y'all some siblings we just don't get along with sometimes.
I get along with everybody.
I look, you know what? I said this
a lot. I love everybody.
I used to say that too, Chris. And you know what? I try to get along with everybody. I try to be friends with everybody.
I love you.
I put my best foot forward every day, and I'm a human being, and I always don't get it right. So
I like wine more than I like people, so.
Like,
damn.
Because now I'm at the point in life where if I don't like you, I'm like that 70-year-old grandma. It's like, you know, baby, I just don't like you.
Boy, you too young for that to be the 70.
But I'm at that, you know what? I'm so thankful that I'm at 37 years old and I can actually say that with a straight face. If I don't like a person, I don't even have to pretend to like you. You don't pay my bill.
In the chat room I'm in now because it's for 40s and above.
Like, well, you don't pay, like, look, you don't sign my paycheck. You don't pay my bills. You don't do none of that stuff for me. You're not doing anything that I can't do for my motherfucking self. Not even give me a big dick. I got that.
And there you have
it. Next question.
So, y'all know what to do. Share this podcast. Tell a friend.
Tell all your friends.
Tell a friend. And as usual, if you have a comment, question, concern, if you want to ask us something, thefellaspointofview@gmail.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and on Facebook because we are there. And we have some lively conversations. Y'all get on in where you fit in.
You put it all the way in there.
my.
I can't. I'm just about to hit the floor. We thank you all. As we wrap up and leave up out of this boot camp, stay safe, wash your
hands,
social distance, stay your ass in the house, because I'm trying to get out by August. I want to be out by August. I want to be out by August. And
keep praying, baby. That ain't what the governor and mayor is saying, California.
Because, no, not for nothing, have y'all seen our governor with his pretty ass? He says, we don't give a fuck.
Oh, you leave Gavin.
Gavin Newsom said, stay your ass in the house, and I dare you to come out. Come out.
He's giving you a chance to keep yourself safe, and these motherfuckers decide they want to gather in groups of 200 and 300. Okay, what the fuck you think we going to do? Shut you down.
Or, like, you know what?
Yesterday, the pastors here in the Bay Area decided that they are going to sue the governor. And there were some black pastors there that I know. And they had this little outside thingy. And they're talking about May 31st on the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost, they're opening up regardless.
That's right.
Like, y'all mistake Gavin Newsom for that regular white man. Like, no, Gavin Newsom is that white motherfucker who actually beats his children.
Lord, we don't win.
Like, don't put it past him. Like, he that motherfucker that y'all, you know, when no one, like when he closed the door to his house, everybody's scared. Y'all better act like y'all know better, because he is none too above sending the National Guard to your church and shutting you down and dragging you out and putting you in back of whatever paddy wagon with a mask on and dare you to say something. Say something.
And he's in the house.
Then he gonna make you pay for it. So for next Sunday service, you gonna need tithes just to pay for the court bill.
Cause I thought we was going to Miami in August, but that just, yeah. I can't.
Messing with Gavin Newsom. He gonna start taxing churches.
I can't even get around the corner to the wine country. So
yeah, it's not even looking promising for my cruise in October, and I'm real pissed off about it because I need to get the fuck up out of here for a minute.
So I say we go camping.
You know what? I was supposed to be going.
You know, Rona comes in the tents. She's worse than bears, bitch. What?
Like, even the bears, bitch, like saying, y'all stay home because y'all
exactly. They'd be like, what the hell y'all doing out here? We already got Rona.
We smelled Rona coming at the end of last year. Y'all was sitting up there acting like y'all didn't know no better. Like, y'all need to keep your ass out the woods. Them, like, them bears will maul y'all because they'll be like, y'all got that Rona with y'all. Y'all fucking around. We smelt that Rona coming and y'all was here bringing it to our fucking forest. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Before we scratch
I'm
y'all.
I'm following the little small Jewish man. Dr. Fauci says, stay your ass at home.
Exactly. I think
he knows. He's been studying this shit.
Exactly. I'm with Fauci.
Well, I'm with Fauci too, so I'm staying my ass in the house too. So yep. I'm going to play with my new toy that just arrived on this evening.
You're going to play with your MaxiPad baby.
You in there calling this damn thing.
Have fun. I'm getting ready to find what laptop I'm going to buy because I got to get me a new one. I'm tired of this one.
He keep calling this a MaxiPad. I also got the man talked me into it.
A tampon.
Because I got a little ill-gotten gain. I got me a smart keyboard by Folio to go with it too.
Oh,
price of something, something, something. So,
and then, your money wisely these days, you say.
And I ain't even got a goddamn stimulus check. But see, because I don't have anywhere to go, I've paid my credit card bills. I've paid my car note. I don't have to spend money on gas. I ain't been nowhere. I'm not spending money on no bridge toll. The only thing I do is go out and eat and pick up food and bring it back home.
I'm stocking right now because I'm doing, like, my mom called me this morning. She said, what you doing? I said, white people stuff.
And you know me, I was like, I went through Verizon. So I got it through Verizon. So all I had to do was order it. And then I pay my monthly little $45, well, $48. And I, because I was at, my iPad now is at 58, and I only have 64 of storage space. So I had to get a bigger one.
Yeah.
I was, because at one point it told me I couldn't download nothing else. And y'all know I had a lot of stuff.
You
this process of transferring this stuff over is going to be an all-night process. So. Thank you guys for listening. We love y'all. Stay cool, stay safe, stay out of trouble, and stay out of everybody else's goddamn bed till this shit is over.
Please.
Because we don't want you to have Rona and HIV at the same time. That would be a...
it's not a good mix.
Like, y'all stay in and stay in your feelings.
Honey,
share the podcast.
Work. Use a condom. But... Well, matter of fact, just don't have no quarantine bae if y'all ain't married. If you ain't with
right.
Somebody, yeah, what marriage got to do with it, bitch?
Don't you go get no goddamn quarantine bae. You up there in that top left-hand corner, y'all can't see him, but he Fernando know I'm pointing at him because he's the hot ass over here.
Right.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, I have not been doing any of that. Like, I actually been working on me and mine. I've been doing my own little personal challenge. I've been doing like the squat challenge, the jump rope challenge. Now, I know these are not challenges y'all doing, but these are my personal challenges, and I'll do what the fuck I want to do in my house.
You're doing the no dick challenge?
Pretty much. That's the reason why I got all these fucking challenges to do. That's why I got a squat challenge. I got a fucking jump rope challenge, because what else am I going to fucking do when there's no dick around? Like, when there's no dick around, that's all you got time to do is come up with some little stupid shit to do with yourself. I'm gonna have myself a no carb week. I'm gonna have a fish week. What the fuck? I'm like, this is like, after a while, I'm gonna start taking up needlepoint.
Lord help us.
Shit.
Okay, y'all, he gonna take up needlepoint. We out.
Nice.
Peace.